This is Caregiver's Compass, an uplifting podcast all about the ins and outs of caregiving for a loved one. Tips, tricks, true stories, and experts. It's all here on Caregiver's Compass. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Caregiver's Compass. My name is Stephanie Muscat. I am a registered social worker and psychotherapist. Please note that this episode is not the act of psychotherapy. So today I wanted to talk to you about what's been happening in my life recently. This episode is going to be a little bit different because I am recording the first episode since being back from having my baby. So my baby is now 8 weeks old and she was born on February the 2nd. And we are adjusting to being a family of five. I have two other little ones. So it's been a little bit chaotic, but it's been really lovely. And I am so grateful and thankful to have a healthy baby and have had a healthy delivery as well. With that being said, I've done a lot of thinking and chatting with other people and upcoming guests, and the decision has been made to end season one next week and to do a season two, just so we can have a bit more time to record excellent quality episodes and so that I can kind of get a little bit of my energy back because I've been obviously not sleeping at night and I want to bring you the best quality possible. I also want to practice what I preach and respect myself and come back when I feel that I am fully ready and fully energized and there to go. I am definitely getting there. I am definitely in a way better place than I was even just 2 weeks ago, and I will continue to recover, but it's mostly about the quality and what I can bring you. So we have a really great list of upcoming guests, and I have a really great list of topics that we're going to be giving to you. I also wanted to throw out there that if you had a topic that you wanted to hear about or you had some suggestions, please send me an email, send me a DM on Instagram, message me on Facebook. I would love to hear from you because it's your podcast, it's your episodes, and I want to give you what you're looking for. But from here on out, we're going to do seasons just to make sure that we can provide you exactly the content that you're looking for and that quality that you have come to expect. And I hope that is okay with you. I know this might be a little bit different because some of you are listeners every single week, and I'm so grateful for that. But next week, we're going to be having a best of season one. Just in case you haven't listened to all the episodes, we have so many that we've put out and so many opportunities to listen. And I'm going to be listing the top five episodes from season one, the most listened to episodes, give you a rundown of what all of those episodes are about so that you can take a look back to listen in between season one and two. And if you are interested in other episodes, take a look back. There are so, so many to go through. And I know that there's something there for everybody to listen to. A common question that people have asked me after having my baby is, has your mom recognized the baby or has she interacted with the baby? And the short answer is no. And I'm going to do a whole episode on this because something really interesting happened leading up to my birth. And she kind of had this period of awareness, but it presented in a very odd way. And since having the baby, she's kind of just been glassy-eyed and staring. She is particularly fond of my eldest daughter, who happens to look a lot like me when I was younger. And so we think that maybe she thinks that that's me, or she just has an awareness of her because it reminds her of me. She likes to stare at her. So even though I have the baby, she doesn't really focus on the baby as much as my eldest daughter, which I find very interesting. So that is really what's been going on. I have started to reach out to my one-on-one clients. So if you have been interested in getting on the wait list, either for one-on-one or our group support program, there is quite a bit of a wait list. So please get your name on there because I'm going to start doing consult calls in the next couple of months and making sure that we can get people the support that they need if possible. I'm trying to take on as many one-on-one clients, and we have our group support program coming on in the fall. So definitely send out an email if you're interested in that, Stephanie@CompassionCaregiving.com. It's also in the show notes and we can take it from there. So that is what's coming up. So next week we have that top five episode from season one. And then from there, we'll have a short break and come back at you with some incredible new content. I will continue being on social media as well, and we will keep you informed as to when season two is coming. I hope you're all doing well. Thank you so much for keeping up with these episodes and being so engaged with the content. I really am just so happy to see it and so appreciative of it. And I hope you've all been doing well, and I will see you very, very soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Caregiver's Compass. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. I'm Stephanie Muscat. Have an uplifting day, and I'll see you next time.